On August 5, 1907, Nathan Duncan saved a man trapped in a collapsing well.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
About 10:15 that morning, William Anderson, a well digger in West Point, Texas, was installing new concrete cribbing in a deep well shaft. He was working 40 feet down in the well when the sandy walls above him collapsed, burying him to his shoulders. Though more than a dozen men gathered, given the risk of further collapses, none dared to go to Anderson's aid. Only Duncan, himself an experienced well digger, was willing to help. Using a rope to fashion a seat harness, the 41-year-old farmer and father of four had himself lowered into the well. Carefully scooping sand from around Anderson and into a hanging bucket, Duncan managed to free him to the waist. But then another collapse thundered down, burying Anderson's head. Despite his trepidation, Duncan immediately resumed digging, quickly uncovering Anderson's head. After two more hours of painstaking work, he finally got a rope around Anderson, and both men were lifted out. Neither was injured during the incident, but several minutes later, the well's walls collapsed completely, filling the shaft with 20 more feet of sand.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. Visit CarnegieHero.org. I'm Barbara Sieg Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.